All right, straight to the people. What are we talking about? Simple. It's part of our July program. I'm done fighting with y'all. A team that's 14 out and 7 out, respectively, isn't worth it. Not going to fight with you. I'm going to offer you something. You tell me if it settles the debate. And if you say no, there's no yelling, there's no anger. But you got to have reasons. You don't get to just call me an idiot. Just have a reason. So I have said, look, whether it was the draft last year where I wanted Wyatt Langford and they took Max Clark, by way, they got McGonagall, bonus structure, fine. Wyatt Langford's OPS is north of 1,000 over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And he is an impact bat. Imagine if you had a second Riley Green. That's basically what you would just be plopping into your lineup, a.k.a. an all-star level bat. I also, while I didn't lay on the train tracks about what name, I wanted a veteran bat. Rico wanted J.D. Martinez. A lot of guys here wanted Matt Chapman. I used Matt Chapman as the example. Chapman's on his way to being a 6-war player again. He's been fine. He's been a pro. He's been an above-average bat. He's got the power. If you had Chapman and Langford versus Canna and Urshela and then the hopes and dreams of Max and McGonagall, I think you'd be 6 games better. And the data bears it out if you trust wins above replacement or just this power stat by Cookies. When the Tigers score 2 or more runs, you're 41-26. Mm-hmm. You're on a 99 win pace.
Even a more trickle-down theory for that, Mike, is maybe, just maybe, if you were scoring the runs, because I do think that Torkelson tried to do too much, maybe he's still here. Maybe he learns that I don't have to hit a home run every time I go up to the plate. That he may be a part of your everyday lineup. Mm-hmm. But I think that he took too much upon himself hearing you're going to be the savior of this team, and he wasn't, and he failed, and he hasn't been able to recover from that.
To the people. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. Let's talk some baseball.
Let's do it. What do you got?
So I got two things. The first is, yes, I agree with you, and I think the concept of blocking players is a straw man. Like, Mike, you're a Yankee. If they could trade Alex Verdugo tomorrow for some bullpen help and replace him with Jason Dominguez once he's healthy, right? Like, that's a good player being replaced with a good player tearing it up in the minors.
Right.
Just like if Jace Young's tearing it up, Matt Chapman becomes available for somebody else, right? And so my other thing, though, is that, like, because of the failings in this past offseason, this upcoming offseason, there's a third baseman that's going to be a free agent out of Houston, Alex Bregman, hinge connection, leader. Don't we, like, have to demand that Harris and Ilitch make a move for Alex Bregman and bring him in and use the connections for Hinch and kind of have him fill in that Pudge or Maglio role
I get it. Here's what I would just say is, Josh, just say a Bregman-type move. I never like demanding this specific player has to be. Get me a player like him. Whether it's him or something else, I'm with you. Yes, Josh, you can't have another offseason like this. You can't.
No, and it's just, it doesn't make any sense, because if this concept of blocking players, if a player is tearing it up and making it so that he is no longer blocked, you will move the thing blocking.
Exactly.
Like teams do it all the time. Back in the Tigers playoff runs, Dombrowski flipped Austin Jackson and Drew Smyly, who was pitching really well for the Tigers, for David Price, right? Like, you know, are we worried about blocking Drew Smyly? Like, no, we're going to go get better. And so it's just this concept of not signing or trading players.
Josh, I think the other thing that I think that is flawed that many listeners don't is the idea of, well, we're going to trying to build a long-term consistent winner. I think that's a little bit of a straw man too. It's very, very hard to, we're building a dynasty, so we're going to suck for 10 years. And it's like, how about this?
Yeah, no,
how about we just get to the playoffs?
Yeah, if you feel like you can catch lightning in a bottle, like Dombrowski tried to do so many times, right?
Sure.
And like mortgage the future to ride the wave or whatever. Yeah, that's what you want your team to do.
And so when
you look at a team that's pitching as well.
We talked about it this year as well, which is if they had an offense, nobody would be excited to see them in the first round with, assuming Flaherty's healthy, Scooble, Flaherty, Olsen. Mm-hmm. And that's my problem with it. I don't know why there's been such a visceral pushback on it or why people look to defend this franchise that really hasn't done anything for them in eons. But whatever, free country. We go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Can I ask quick, and I apologize if you've said it recently, but has the Sony and Wojo Invitational, is that coming up soon?
Yes, that is next week. I will text Stoney during the break. That is next week. I believe, David, is it Tuesday or Wednesday we're doing that?
We'll talk about it.
Whoa. Do you have breaking news? Did something go wrong?
No breaking news.
Okay.
We'll talk about
it. All right. I'll get with you, Nick.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to get you distracted there.
You're okay. It's okay.
I half agree with you. The first half being the veteran bat, I think we needed at least two. Chapman, J.D. Martinez, it doesn't really matter who was, just somebody that can come in that isn't Mark Canna. I think that'd be great. On the Max Clark, Wyatt Langford thing, I'm going to give Scott Harris his ability to put his plan in action. And if he thinks it's high school bats, that's great. I honestly think if Langford would have came here, whoever our batting coach is, who I don't know who it is, I don't think it would have went over well. I just don't see younger guys in our system developing good batting habits other than Colt recently. And I think that if we would have brought Wyatt Langford right up, I think we would have maybe been telling him the wrong thing to do. And I don't know if that's fair. They're professionals. It's not like the coach goes up there and swings for them.
Nick, I'm not mad about it. You've provided a reason. That's all. Nick, I got tired of me or Cookies or Jeff being called stupid or people just like, oh, well, it wouldn't have changed anything. And I'm like, well, how can you say that? The numbers don't bear that out.
Well, and I think a lot of fans act like Chris Elge's bank account is theirs. Like, what does it matter if like Canna already did basically swap? What did it matter if Chapman didn't bat well here? It's not like it's affecting the way you live your life, you know? And I just think,
Nick, you're right.
His pocketbook.
No, you're right. A lot of people think that it's their money, and it's not. Go out and spend it. And
you can make mistakes financially, too, and recover from, and opposed to the NFL, where if you lock a guy up, you're just salary cap and all that stuff. So go ahead and make a couple mistakes, Scott. You already did with, like, we call him Uncle Ken, but Kenta Maeda. I already made a mistake there, you know, a couple more, and
he's made several. Nick, he's made several, and that's the thing I don't like is, like, you know, we're sitting here, and it's funny because, like, you'll look at the newspaper, and it's like, oh, Max Clark hit a grand slam, and it's like, yeah, in Paducah County. I mean, if you're trying to offset negative dialogue, well, the guy I'm talking about's doing it now, and the other guy's doing it for a team in the NL. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm here now. Now, if you come in and you're straight up and you're like, look, this can be a long-term rebuild. This is going to take several years. Well, hold on. That hasn't been said either. So if you want the Max Clark McGonagall double dip, that's fine. Not mad about it. But it does fly in the face of the Scooble thing, which I'm not debating anymore. I don't care. Keep him, trade him, hug him, love him, hate him. Do whatever you like. It's summer. I'm not going to be angry about it. And look, the team winning some games.
Let's see how long you can keep this up.
Well, it's because it's just not worth it. When you look at the big picture and realize they're 14 games out of first and 7 out of the wild card with 5 teams in between, what am I going to do? They're going to write their own story. If they catch fire in the next 3 weeks and we're having a conversation when I leave for Saratoga and they're 2 games out of the wild card and they've won 11 of 13 or something, well, that's it. You got to go do it. Mm-hmm. But Rico, you know what I know. Winning games like last night, you it's not sustainable.
No, it's not.
2-4, 8-5.
You
3,
normally
9.
Lose those 1-0 games.
And again, I'll take a win any way I can get it. But I admit I've written the season off largely. I mean, I do expect Flaherty will get traded. I do expect, all jokes aside, whether it's an Urshela, a Kelly, a Canna, a depth piece for a good team, someone else will get traded. And by the fact, we don't have anyone to bring up. Now, you can... The catcher thing, you could platoon Rogers and Dingler. Fine. I don't think Young's coming up. No. Now, again, he's been hurt, but if he had 12 errors in like 41 games, holy mercy.
Unless you just want to say, you know what, F it, season's over. If you're going to make mistakes, I'd rather see you make mistakes on a major league level and maybe we could fix it here.
Maybe. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls as well. It's a simple question. I know the numbers can get a little nerdy. Is what I've presented, does it end at least that debate? And we can just move on and enjoy our summer. We'll get more of you guys next. Touch Table on Football as well.